Okay, Dr. Primo Black, what do you have in store for us today?
Well, what we've done is taken a look at all of the bridges in the country, some data from the U.S. Department of Transportation. Every year they collect records from state DOTs and local governments on the status of our nation's bridges. So it's a really good way to see where we are in terms of the health of our infrastructure and how states are doing in terms of some of the investments they've been making over the last few years.
Okay, and through that research, what has your committee learned?
Well, we see there's some good news and there's some bad news. The good news is that we've moved, or I should say the number of structurally deficient bridges is down by about 2,000 across the country. The bad news is that there are still 61,000 bridges that are classified as structurally deficient. And what that means is that one of the key elements of the bridge, usually it's either the superstructure, the deck, or the substructure underneath the bridge, is rated in poor or worse condition. So these are bridges where we really need to make some investments and repairs.
Does your organization do any governmental lobbying for funds to do these repairs?
Yes, we are an advocacy organization, and we focus our efforts on the Federal Aid Highway Program and representing our members who are out there designing and building these structures. The Federal Aid Program, a lot of folks don't realize this, but those revenues are about half of all the highway and bridge construction investment across the country. So what happens in Washington, D.C. is very important to the national market and to addressing some of these issues. We're in a situation right now where Congress is coming up on a deadline at the end of May 31st, to provide some additional funding for the Highway Trust Fund. All of the revenues that are being brought in aren't enough to cover the amount of ongoing work and what needs to be invested to address some of these conditions. So we encourage folks to talk to their members of Congress to try and come up with some additional funding to address these issues.
Yes, our bridges are very important. So half of the bridge funding comes from this national fund. Does the other half come from the states themselves?
Yes, the other half is from the state and local governments. And so we have seen a number of states try and increase their own revenues, usually through their state gasoline or motor fuels tax. The challenge is that even with some of the modest increases we've seen, it's just not enough to make a big dent in this issue. We've had increasing prices over the last 20 years, and at least at the federal level, we haven't increased the federal gas tax, which again is the main source of that federal aid, for over 20 years. So imagine if you or I, if we hadn't had an increase in our wages in 20 years, you certainly can't buy much today with what you were earning 20 years ago. So that's the challenge that many states and the Federal Aid Highway Program is facing as well.
Okay. Is there anything else you would like our listeners to know?
I think in terms of Missouri, there are a number of challenges. There are 3,310 bridges that are classified as structurally deficient, and that's about 14% of the entire state inventory. So it's an issue that affects every community across the country and really affects people in their day-to-day lives.
When you say state inventory, so that's just a statistic from Missouri?
That's correct. There are 24,380 in Missouri that are part of this bridge inventory, so that's going to include bridges over water as well as overpasses on highways, and 3,300, just over 3,300 of those bridges are structurally deficient. That's about 14%, and that's number 10 in the country. So there are some challenges at the state level that we see.
You mentioned the number of bridges that are in the state inventory. So every bridge that is in the state is not necessarily included in this count?
It's pretty
correct?
Much every bridge in the state. There might be, if there's a private structure or, sometimes there might be a railroad bridge or something, again, that's privately owned that might not be included, but it's a pretty good, it encompasses pretty much every bridge in the state.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know if rural bridges were in that too, or just over major highways.
Oh, yes. Rural bridges, urban bridges, and we have the breakdown of all of that in the state reports that are on our website.
Okay, what is that website? Because I actually don't have any information right
sure.
now that I'm going off of.
Okay, it's www.artba.org. Yeah, there's a state profile for Missouri and every state in the country, and it also lists, you know, the most travel deficient bridges in the state as well.
Okay. Well, that's a lot of bridges and not in a lot of disrepair, it seems.
Yes, and these aren't bridges that are unsafe to cross. You know, usually if a bridge is in a really deteriorated state, it will either be closed or there'll be weight restrictions on that are put in place by the DOT. And again, DOT governments, local governments, they're doing the best they can, but there just aren't enough resources to address the issue.
Yes, I know MoDOT right now is in complete disarray.
There are some challenges in every state. Yeah, that's a whole... Oh, I'll let them comment on that.
All righty. Well, thank you for your time.
Great. Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about the report.